All right, we're going to start off a little differently. I'm going to ask you guys to shut your eyes, put your feet on the floor, and I want you just to take a moment to feel God's love. After that song, it should be relatively easy, but I want you to just allow yourself to relax and feel God's love. I ask to feel the love of God moving through me now. We can say it with our minds. We can imagine a light coming down. And all the eyes are closed. And when you feel God's love, can you just put your hand in the air for me? Okay, good. Good. All right. And we send our love back to Father, Mother, God. And when you're ready, you can just gently open your eyes. That was a settling moment that Spirit wanted us to have, and David brought us to the beautiful opening of that. How easy is it to go into those settling moments? In any day, randomly, most of all would have hit some thoughts. You know, okay, shut your eyes and feel God. Okay, this chair's not comfortable, all right. You know, we go through the thoughts of what's happening with us. We might wander down the line of where we need to be, what we need to do next, what just happened, before we finally get to that space of feeling God's love. But it was easy today, wasn't it? We're gathered together in a space where we are all committed and wanting to connect with God. We are serving God. We love God. We acknowledge our own spiritual divinity. So we're already primed and ready to feel. But what about when we go out today and tomorrow and the next day? Those centering moments where we can just let everything go for a minute just to feel God's love. They wanted us to just be aware of it. Spirit said this, prayer softens the spirit, songs open the heart, and the messages that we have at church opens the mind. And somewhere in our church experience of this morning, and any morning, the prayers all open our spirit, soften our spirit, the songs open our heart, and the message will be stimulating at some point to everyone here. I'm claiming that. There will be some moment where everyone will have some point of inspiration. So, all of this is to allow the Spirit of God to get into our consciousness, to get into our thoughts, to move into our minds, our hearts, but to get into our thoughts. Our thoughts create our reality. So allowing this energy to move so that we can have a slightly different vantage point, a more spiritual approach on any level. Okay? This is why we come to church. Did you know that? We come to be fed. We also come to feed one another. We come to send love and light to one another, but we come to be fed as well. So some of us were absolutely ready to do that meditation. Some of you in a normal day would have said, why is she doing that? Where's she going? I don't like this. Zane, get back on track. You're supposed to talk now. You know, our minds are geared to what is familiar. That's my point. And so we need to allow God to move into ways that are unfamiliar, unformatted differently. So what we normally do is the familiar and being ready to do the unfamiliar. Being ready to do something more spiritual, being ready to do something of a higher God touching our awareness. That's where we have our magic. That's where our key is. Got it? Okay. So are you ready? Are you ready? Can a moment, can you clear your mind? Are you ready? Can you make yourself ready in a moment? Last month, we talked a lot about, the goal of our last month was how to be more God awake in the world. Every service, if you look back, was getting us into a space of learning how to interact in our world with a more God approach, okay? This month is how to listen. We are going to increase our interconnection to develop our inner world, okay? We're going to increase our interconnection to develop our inner world. So the first thing that I'm going to do today is to talk to your brains. Yay! You know who stands as the gatekeeper of your inner world? Your brain, your thoughts. I don't like that. I like that. you know? And that's why we need to talk. Okay, so there's some premises that we need to go to and over, because I know you know these things, but we need to say them again. Ready? Number one, everyone is a child of God. Yay! Everybody. Yay! Even the people you don't care for. Yay! The ones that you want to invite to dinner. Yay! They're all children of God. Got it? Okay, number two. You have a higher self and a lower self. Your higher self is your spiritual self. We call it the higher self, spiritual self. It is the one aspect of you that maintains connection with soul, divinity. It knows what your purpose is. It knows why you're here. It sees the divine in all things. You have a carnal self or a lower self that needs to eat. It needs to be safe. It needs security. And sometimes it needs to smack other people because it needs to get even with them or whatever it needs to do. So we have a higher self and a lower self. And we're taught that throughout this, the Aquarian and through most metaphysical teachings. The goal of every metaphysician is what? To bring the spiritual self into the lower self. So that we are now a spiritual being even on the planet, even walking around, even eating, even being safe. We're a spiritual being, right? And we know this. Yay! Okay, we know this. How often do we let the lower self dictate activities that the higher self has a better option for? So can we say there's room to grow?
Yes.
Room to grow. Okay, so just acknowledging a little bit here that there's room to grow. We have this instinctive reactionary energy a lot of times for protection, safety, survival, and I want that last french fry because my body said so. Instead of spiritual. I don't even need a french fry. I don't care for french fries. Spiritual. Got it? Okay. When our spiritual self becomes the guide to life here, instead of the carnal survival self, you are bringing your God self, your true self, into experiences on the earth plane. Christ, and this is what Jesus said, Christ will be formed in you as he is formed in me, which means your spiritual awareness will be in you as he is in was in Jesus, and you will do the things I do. When your spiritual self is totally formed within this physical body, it's there, it's in the heart, it's there. But when it's fully expressing through all the chakras, all the consciousness, it is formed within you as it is formed within him, and you will do what he did. Breathe that in. You know that. Okay. Yay! Yay! This morning, I was running around. I prep. It takes a lot to put this together. I went into the bathroom, and the lights were off in the bathroom, but the little room where the toilet is, the light was on there. And I have a wrap that has these tiny little, teeny tiny little danglies all up and down each side, front and back, all around the edges. The light, there are 200 of them, I counted them. 200. They're gold, they're kind of plastic. The light from the room that was lit was shining directly on it because it was hanging on the shower wall, you know, drying, whatever it does. It was shining directly on it, directly on it. There was no angle, directly on it. 10 of those little things were illuminated exponentially. One here, one there, one here, one there. Random, not together. Random. 10 illuminated exponentially. Like they were turned on. And Spirit said, those are the ones that are perfectly poised to reflect the light coming to them. They are in perfect relationship to that light. 10 out of 200. And 10 is the number of God. And Spirit said, that's you guys. We need to be the ones that are poised to reflect the light of God, to express the light of God, no matter how many like us there are, no matter how many of us are roaming around, 200 of us roaming around. We need to be the ones that can hold that frequency to reflect it back into the world. Do you realize that part of your job is to reflect back into the world? It's not only for you to be fabulous and wonderful, it's for you to give fabulous and wonderful. Because the other 200 need your light. They need some light too. Okay? All right. So, higher self, lower self. The higher self, when it's shining, it shines. All right. Number three, all are children of God. We evolve to reflect the light of God, and we all have the potential, and here's the kicker, that you know, but you don't know, you know. Everybody's on the path. Everybody's on the path. Their path may be kind of crooked. It may be going in a direction you do not want to go. But we're all here on the same journey to find our divinity and to find our way back to God. And some people choose interesting ways to do that. But we're all on the path. Okay, that's your number three. Now I wanted to share with you a few things that Jesus did, because this is where I hold this deeply within me. And it is for metaphysical Christians a unspoken, untaught really approach or idea. So I wanna share this with you. So Jesus is in Capernaum. This is in 119 in the Aquarian Gospel. And he's at a party, if I can find it. You know, I mark these things and then they disappear. There it is. All right, he's at a party. And all are children of God, we got that. Jesus is at a party, and there were people of all shades of thought. That means there is all manner of consciousness there. Jesus, of course, was sitting with the publicans. He was sitting with ill repute, the courtesans, which is hookers, the thieves. He was sitting with all the gray area people, you know, the courtesans. So Jesus, the Pharisees were there too. It was a big party. Pharisees were there, and they were sending Jesus the vibe. And so Jesus knew their thoughts, and he said, okay, listen up. They who are well cannot be healed. They, the pure, need not be saved. They who are well are whole. They who are pure are saved. They who love justice and do right need not repent. I did not come for them. I came to the sinner, which means I came to those who do not have an idea of the path they're on. If you know that your path is working for you and it's taking you to God, and you do not need to follow the path Jesus Christ brought, he said, good, 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 good. If it works for you, good. All are children of God. All have the Christ within them. All are on the same path, but his path that he was introducing, he came for those that needed him, that wanted to be with him. All right. Then in 123, he is sending the foreign masters out. I want y'all to listen to this too. He had already sent out the 12 disciples to do their missionary work, and they'd been back. And the foreign masters, I believe there were 70 of them. He said, I sent the 12, but now you are sent to all the world. Our God is one, is spirit, is truth, and every man is dear to him. He is God of every child of India, the Far East, Persia, the Far North, Greece, Rome, the Far West, Egypt, the Far South, the mighty lands across the seas. God is Father to all. If God would send the bread of life to one and not to all who have risen in consciousness to receive, the bread of life would be unjust and he would shake the throne of heaven. I am sending you to the seven centers of the earth, to all who have risen in consciousness to receive. I am not sending you to take people off their path if they're comfortable with their path. I am not sending you to call people bad when they think they're right and they're happy. I am not sending you to destroy people's faith in God. I'm sending you to speak to those who are ready to receive my path, which is path of love. You guys with me? All right. And then he said, go your way, and it was very beautiful. Those who can hear. All right, 139. Y'all, this is 40 days. 40 days before he goes to Jerusalem. He's in Jerusalem for a week, and he's crucified. I mean, he's 40 days. And he hasn't said this before to anyone. But the Pharisees are hot on him. They're hot on him. They're criticizing. And he says, why you criticize me? I only do good stuff. I do it for my Father. My Father does the work. And they're on him. And they're trying to turn all of the followers away from him. They're trying to undermine him, to find any reason to stop the movement, to stop it. So 40 days out, that's like tomorrow. And he says the parable, it's really not a parable, but he says the story of the shepherd. So I'll tell you the history. In the area of, I guess, Galilee, there were a lot of shepherds. And the shepherds literally guarded their flock. And if a wolf or someone came to attack, the shepherds would die for their flock. They would literally attack the animal to try to save their flock. That is what a shepherd does. The shepherd, some men hire people to help with the sheep. The hireling, they call them, runs when the wolf comes. He will not die for the flock. So as he told this story, the people who understood the law of the lambs and the shepherds would have understood what he was saying absolutely as a literal analogy. It was literal to them. People that didn't understand sheep probably didn't understand it. That's why they referred to it as a parable. But it was a real situation. And he said, my sheep know my voice. The sheep know not a stranger's voice, and they will not follow him. They will flee away. And this is what he's telling the Pharisees as they're trying to turn his people against him. My sheep know my voice, and they will not follow a stranger's voice. And he said, he had told the parable about God's fold was very large and there is a password to get in and the sheep always follow the shepherd's voice. And that was the parable he told. And he said, I am the Christ. I am the shepherd of the sheep. He who follows me through Christ comes into the fold of living waters. The shepherd of the sheep will give his life. I am the shepherd. I know the sheep of God. They know my voice as God knows me and I know him. I lay down my life. When I will take it up again. For every son of man, son of God, may by faith have the power to lay down mortal flesh. And these words I've received from God. In John, it goes very deep into it. But I'm just going to paraphrase. This is John 10. This is, again, the same situation. And he says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. I have other sheep also, which are not of this fold. Them, too, I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and all the sheep will become one flock and one shepherd. My own sheep hear my voice. I know them. My Father gave them to me. And he is greater than all. And no man can snatch anything from my Father's hand. My Father gave these people to me. And I have them. And you can do all you want. They are mine. They are of my flock. Thank you. This is a very... to me, truth. When you have any time at all been touched and felt the presence of Jesus Christ and felt the vibration of his energy and felt the value of his words, it is unique. It is specific. It is unique. And you are now connected forever with his frequency. I don't care what faith you are. I don't care where you go. I don't care who you are. And that voice that we know, that we hear, that we feel is unarguable. It is unquestionable because we know the frequency. He's gone to Jerusalem. It's Tuesday, so he's going to be crucified on Friday. He's gone to Jerusalem. He's talking to everybody. He's already said goodbye to the synagogue, and he's talking to everybody, or the temple, and he says, people are going to try to distract you. They're going to say to you, go to the mountain, the Christ is there. They're going to say to you, you need to go over here, the Christ is here. And he said, listen, listen. Don't follow because someone tells you. Go within and listen in your heart. And as Christians, metaphysical Christians, any kind of Christ path people, how often does someone come to us and say, this is the best workshop in the world, and if you do it, you will ascend? Aren't ascension workshops, I'd be signing up. But then when you go within and you say, is this for me? And you listen to the voice of Jesus. I ask him to come forward. I need you to talk to me, man. They're saying this, talk to me. Let me feel your presence. Let me feel you. Now, we're going to talk about internal guidance next week when we're hearing our own inner voice. But I want you to know to turn to the voice of Jesus. And if he says, hold, even when you want to go, even when you think is the best thing in the world, what do you want to do? You're going to argue with him? No, because his voice is not shakable. It's never unkind. It's always filled with love. It's always a vibration of truth. It is not shakable. If I turn to Jesus Christ and I say, talk to me, I am willing to follow the voice I hear. Do you hear? Now, when my Christ, Jesus Christ, God greater, there is this beautiful connection when we're not feeling empowered, this beautiful connection. Sometimes we feel empowered and we go, God and I are one and that's not mine. But sometimes we don't. And we have that access to his voice. It starts in the physical world. Physical things will come to you and you just do not know. It sounds really, really good, really, really good, really, really good. But it doesn't have the energy of Jesus with it. It doesn't have his vibration with it. I'll wait for the next one. I'll wait for the one that feels right for me. And those of you that take that next step forward and you're really working in the field of spirit, has anybody had a disembodied spirit come and talk to you? Ghost appear out of nowhere? Somebody come and go, I'm giving you a hard time now. Yeah, I don't feel good. I will always say to whoever's coming forward, stand by. Jesus, come stand with me. And if they can talk to me in the presence of Jesus Christ, I will talk to them. If they cannot talk to me in the presence of Jesus Christ, I don't want to talk to them. And they will disappear. That means it was just somebody wanting to annoy me. You know? So when we're walking the spiritual world, and I know all of you feel like, ugh, something's bothering me. Bring in the presence of Jesus Christ and let his love surround you. It will go. If it's there to teach you, then it'll open up and show you what you need to see. Do you see? They know my voice. They know my voice. Could you not feel the voice of God when David sang? It had that Christ vibration. It could feel the voice of Jesus Christ when you sang. It was beautiful. They know my voice. As metaphysical Christians, when we sit to center, are we ready? How many layers do we have to go through to feel the presence of God? And how many layers do we go through just to bring in Jesus? It's a faster track. It's a faster track. To sit and begin to bring in the beautiful love of Jesus Christ to stand with you. All right. There are so many things that we are growing into realizing and understanding in the world as science grows into revealing all these various energy perspectives that metaphysics can handle. We can handle that because we believe it. It's supporting our belief. But in all of that constructs, cannot your mind get too crazy? Have you ever gone down the rabbit hole, metaphysical studies, down the rabbit hole, and your mind gets crazy? And then you're thinking, oh my God, where is God in all of this? Where is God in all of this? Is this really true? Where is God in all of this? In those moments, that's when you turn to the voice of Jesus. When you cannot find God in it, just pull Jesus. Jesus, I need to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice. And you know what he will tell you? I love you. You're okay. He might not bring answers to everything you've been watching, because that's not the point. The point is you're his. You're in the flock. You're loved. You're protected. You're light. If you need to go further in your studies with him, do that. But first, you have to know that you're a part of that energy. Now, eventually, do you know who's going to be in the flock? Everybody. Everybody. There's a scripture that says, many are called, few are chosen. And I love, many years ago, Patrick expanded the understanding with us. Many are called, few choose to be chosen. Few choose to be chosen. Because to be chosen means we have to be ready. We have to be letting our spiritual light shine. We have to be ready to embrace what it means to be chosen, to walk that path of purity, love, right action. Everything that he said, if you're already doing that, you don't need me. You know, to walk that path. How you feel? All right. Step one is recognizing the vibration of his voice and knowing you will always recognize it. And if it does not sound like his voice, it is not. Doesn't mean it's a bad voice. Doesn't mean it's a bad voice. It just means it's not his voice. You guys getting it? Okay, let's go within. Feet on the floor. And I know that you can feel the presence of Jesus Christ. We've been speaking of his energy, and you can feel a beautiful blanket of love throughout the room. Can you not? And I want you to feel, instead of creating a column of light that brings you into your own space, I want you just to feel the love, and I want you to feel this is what the flock feels like. All of us gathered, all of us wanting to be the best light we can be, all of us gathered. And take a breath and allow your focus to go to your heart. And imagine that inside your heart, there is a beautiful garden. And if you are not visual, just begin to feel the beauty of a garden. This is a sacred space within you where you may always feel God. And I want you to welcome the presence of Jesus Christ into your sacred space. Just look in his eyes, touch his hand. I want to always hear your voice. I want to always feel your love. And if you are ready, you can add, I am ready for the Christ to be formed in me as it was in you. And whatever the sensation or the visual, just allow it to flow. Your mind is absorbing the energy that you're feeling. And feel a sense of oneness with Jesus Christ, a sense of oneness. And peace. And let that light, that peace, go out into your world. Just send it into your world. And breathe. And bring your focus back to the chair. I am ever safe in the heart of God. And I can always hear his voice. Take a breath. Let your focus come back to your body. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. You will realize as you work with this that when you hear Jesus, he is never giving you directives to live your life. He is loving you as you make choices about your life. Tomorrow, next Sunday, we're talking about inner guidance. That's where you get the directives to live your life. So Jesus Christ is your loving elder brother, your way shower, keeping you always on the path of love and honoring every choice that you make. Can you hear his voice? Say, yay, God.
Yay, God.
So it is.